the excuse to use environment as an issue for what you ought to eat or not eat is stupid. There's dietary reasons for what you should eat or not eat, but not environmental reasons. And so we need to look at what this rule is all about. It's against animal agriculture, and it's really against consumer choice. And it's using the strong arm of the government through the nutrition programs to hurt animal agriculture. And all I can say to you, if you're worried about having enough food for 9 million people in before the end of this century, you better be glad that we got animals eating grass in a lot of parts of the world where they can't raise corn to fatten these animals on. And the use of arid land for grazing that wouldn't otherwise be used. And I don't hear the people in Africa, where the amount of cattle you own defines your social status, tell them that that meat is bad for the environment, and then try to grow corn on that sandy soil. We'll have a chance to look at all this stuff when we have oversight hearings and the reauthorization nutrition program. And you could imagine something like these dietary guidelines being approved by the Congress of the United States. And they may be advisory, but they've set the tone in the last three decades. And so we can't let this, for future decades, these most recent guidelines move ahead.